At this rate, anything's possible.
What if
man.
You get shot, robbed, beaten, stabbed? I don't know. You know?
Boy, you're really putting it out there, huh?
Well, if something terrible like that happens.
And then we'll show my murder video at the next live.
I've changed.
What do you mean?
My favorite spring cleaning takeaway is the post-clean clarity you get. Wow. How have I been living like this? It's kind of like when you find out that you've been paying a fortune for wireless when Mint Mobile has phone plans for $15 a month when you purchase a 3-month plan. More like, wow, how have I been affording this? It's time to switch to Mint Mobile and get unlimited talk, text, and data for $15 a month. We use Mint Mobile at the office and we have been saving so much money since switching over. And setting up a Mint Mobile's website was super easy. To get this new customer offer and your new 3-month unlimited wireless plan for just $15 a month, go to mintmobile.com/mom. That's mintmobile.com/mom. Cut your wireless bill to $15 a month at mintmobile.com/mom. $45 upfront payment required, equivalent to $15 per month. New customers on first 3-month plan only. Speeds slower above 40 gigabytes on unlimited plan. Additional taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. See Mint Mobile for details.
And welcome. Sure did. maybe you heard. I had a little spill. Hi. I'm back in studio. It's good to be back. The seat next to me is empty this time. Last week she was here, I was gone. I'm here, she's gone. It's a fun game that we're playing these days. If you didn't hear, I suffered a horrific basketball-related injury that we have in 4K and multiple camera angles that we're debuting on our New Year's Eve live show, Two Bears Live. Bert Kreischer and I are going to be doing it together. We're going to review all the footage because we played together that day with Tristan Jass. And, it's going to be the first time I've seen it. And I showed it to a trauma surgeon, and he winced. He was like, oh, I don't want to see that again. I was like, what? I was like, this is what you deal with. And he was like, that's terrible, man. That's terrible. I'm like, what? So, yeah, my injuries, torn patella tendon, broken, snapped in half humerus, big bone up here. And I bruised my radial nerve. I didn't damage it. I didn't sever it. I bruised it, which is why I have the hi cool glove on. The fun thing about a bruised radial nerve, if you don't know, it controls, you know, wrist flexion and finger extensions and movements, numbness. So I'm like, so what's like, you know, the forecast here? And they go, well, your nerves will just regenerate and it'll just come on because you didn't damage it. And I go, well, how long? And they go, well, the fastest we've ever seen it happen is 3 weeks. I go, that's not that bad. And I go, what's the longest you've seen it happen? And they go, 21 months. Cool. That's kind of a big range. You know, talking about 3 weeks or 2 years. And they're like, yeah, you'll just have to wait and see. And they go, it's not going to take that long for you. I go, well, how long do you think it'll take? And they go, months. All right, cool, man. Cool. Let me see here. My computer's a little... All right. Yeah, it always says, do you want to run this update? And I always say tomorrow. I assume that's what everybody does.
Yeah, that's...
Run the update? Tomorrow.
That's the right move.
Why am I here? Christina's not here. So I went from hospital to home to another hospital. And then when I left the hospital after my surgeries, after they put me back together, they're like, you can't go home. You're too immobile. And you need to recover more. So I went to a rehab and recovery center, you know, that has like machines and therapists and everything. Stayed there for a few weeks to try to get better. That's where I was when I zoomed in on the last episode. Wasn't feeling well when I, for a couple of days, you know, but I was also coming off oxys and a lot of tears. Wasn't expecting that. Yep. I was crying a lot. So when I left there, I went home. And as soon as I got home, I was like, I hadn't been home. I got injured December 1st. I get home. Oh my God. It's December. What was it? I can actually tell you. Because it was pretty close. It was pretty close to Christmas, I think. Yeah, I went home the 19th. Right? Yeah. The 19th I go home. I hadn't been home since the 1st. As soon as I get home, I get a notification that I'm COVID positive.
God. I'm having chest pain.
So I brought that home, which was a cool feeling. And then I was lucky. My symptoms weren't that bad, you know? I mean, I didn't feel good, but I felt worse before I got home. So by the time I got home, I was like, oh, I don't feel that bad. And they're like, yeah, but you know why you felt kind of shitty? COVID. My symptoms were like diarrhea, achy, fatigue. I was tired. That was it. That was it for me. I brought it home. I gave it to Christina, and her symptoms were even more mild than mine. So she had, I don't know, loss of smell. She was kind of tired one day. That was it. That was it for her. So I had to, I waited out my from when my symptoms onset. I waited, 14, 15 days now. I got a negative test result yesterday, so I was able to come in waiting that period of time. She's still in her window because she got it after I initially did, so that's why she's not here. And that's that. What a great month. Now, we have some special... Jesus Christ. We have some special stuff planned for today. We're going to go over some of the all-time greatest Top Dog calls. Some of them are so far in the archives that they're audio only, a number of them. This before we were shooting with video. One of them, the first one I want to start with, is a legendary call that... that really opened people's eyes to who my dad is and what's important to him. I don't even remember. Do you, Nadav, when did you listen to the show back that far back or no?
I think I started listening to you guys, I want to say mid-200s.
Oh, so this is way before.
Yeah, like this was always something that I've heard referenced, but I didn't hear it when it first came out.
Orlando Airport.
The Orlando Airport. Dude, we've had DJs name themselves after this incident.
DJ Orlando Airport.
Yeah.
Yeah, I remember bits of this story, but that's, you know, I don't remember the call, like this call, so this should be fun. By the way, did you miss me? Were you worried about me?
Dude, it's been such a crazy month.
It has been, right?
It's just been one thing after another. I thought you breaking half your body was going to be the only bad thing we needed to figure out around.
I know.
And then it just kept on piling on.
It's a wild month, man. You know, the thing that like people keep asking, because they'll be like, hey, man, you know, it's not that big a deal. You know, like you break your shit and you get and you heal. And you're like, yeah, yeah, yeah. It isn't that big of a deal. You're right. The thing is that when you have something like this, you realize that it takes hold of your time in a way that then fucks with everybody else's time. You know, that's the part that's like the burden. Because like for the first few weeks, you're like, oh, I'm not in charge of anything. Like people are just telling me, no, just sit here. And like, and then, you need assistance to like fucking turn the air conditioning down, you know, like crazy shit like that. And then you're like, you know, at most you can handle is like an email or a phone call for a few minutes. But then you're like, you know, so then I don't have my own time. Then other people who rely on me for time are like, well, you're not available. And that's the part that's like a burden, you know?
Right. Yeah. I mean, I remember there were so many different situations where we're like, okay, we're going to set up a Zoom station for you in this location. And then, like, I think we packed and unpacked the same box maybe five different times.
Yeah.
And then we just kept on realizing, like, oh, yeah, this isn't possible. Or, like, oh, yeah, we can't really do that feasibly in this type of scenario. It's just, it's so great to have you back, though.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah. It's, this is the first time I've actually seen you since December 1st.
It is, yeah. Mm-hmm. And we were here December 1st. And I,
where we recorded the end of the year episode.
That's right. And I also jumped in the lobby. I remember that. And I,
we
were discussing the bet.
Yeah, we were discussing bets on whether or not you'd be able to do something or not.
Mm-hmm.
And then you were like, fuck all y'all. And then you bounced one of the ceiling tiles and you're like, and it's going to stay like that.
Yep.
And then we got the call later that night.
Smart guy. Smart guy. should we start with the first one?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's
do it. All right. So this is from episode 45 of Your Mom's House. This is my dad with the Orlando shit story. This will be a rush down memory lane for me too, because I do not remember how this played out really at all.
Dad, all day. You ever have one of those days where you just fart all day? And you just can't.
Yes, I've had days like that.
Don't you love how sincere he is? He's so sincere. He's like, I have had days like that, buddy. I do know that.
Yeah. Oh, I had it. You know, I had one, and you know, I had.
You turned that down. You turned on the. Oh yeah. Background?
This is my life, by the way, with my father. Every phone call. Every time I ever, or even if he calls me, there's a full volume television in the background. And I go, can you please turn that down every time?
What's he watching? American Idol.
It's always whatever. It's news. It's a game. He's like, oh, yeah. Hold on a second, buddy.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah. I went to John the other day and I had like three false alarms. I thought I was going to do, you know, do a dump. And what I had was these big kind of like gas bombs.
Yeah. He went to John's.
To the John. He meant to say.
And nothing came out.
It's kind of relieving, but it's disappointing at the same time, right?
Yeah, you know, as much as I enjoy taking a shit, which I really do, you know, it's at my age, it's almost like a sexual experience. And then you have, and you go, oh, shoot.
That was him expressing, oh, shoot, is the expressing disappointment.
That he didn't take a shit.
I didn't realize it right then, actually, in conversation. I thought he was saying, oh, shoot, in the moment about something that just happened.
Yeah, me too.
No, he was actually saying, like, you know, when you go to take a shit and nothing comes out, you go, oh, shoot.
I think he's right about that old guy thing. That's what my father was saying.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to take a good shit. You got to take a piss. It's wonderful. I'm like, all right, I guess.
Guys fucking really.
Yeah.
Because you know what? I think the older you get, you realize some of the best things are the simple things that we all do. Cleaning your ears out.
Oh, that feels so good.
Right? Getting a dry bug.
I love it.
Dragging it out, flicking it.
You're just thankful to be able to take a shit.
And a shit is such a relief. And you're like, oh, man.
It's the best, dude.
And then you have, and you go, oh, shoot.
See, he's just.
Well, you know, and then you come back, and all of a sudden you feel that urge again. And, you know, and you head down the hall, and you. And then, of course, you hope nobody's in the other stall there. But I had the other day like three false alarms.
I hate that. I hate shitting on a plane. I had to sit on a plane today.
Oh, I hate shitting on planes.
Who doesn't?
He's really on board with this idea, too. I love it.
Yeah,
I do. I don't know what it is. It's the confinement.
Yeah.
The confinement. And they really don't have very good. Let's face it, the toilet paper on planes is not really.
Subpar. You know,
it's not big league stuff.
No.
You know, you almost feel like taking your own roll in your carry on luggage and going up in there and using some of that good Charmin.
He's got a point.
He's got a real good point, man. And I would not be. I hope you guys start bringing that good Charmin, as my dad says, on flights with you. Pull that out. Pull out that roll and be like, I'm going to take a shit.
And you can. They'll let you
do it. Nobody could tell you no.
No.
What will happen is some people will see you leaving the bathroom And they'll be like, did you just take that toilet paper out of the bathroom? And you'll be like, no, this is my own.
Mm-hmm.
I brought this.
It's like when we bring, I just farted. Ugh. It's like when we bring Tapatio to the taco stand.
Yeah.
And then the other patrons are like, can I borrow your Tapatio? I'm like, fuck no.
No, you cannot.
I brought this shit from home, bitch. Mm-hmm.
Fuck yourself.
I like that. It is confining. I've shit on a plane
once. Oh, really? I've done it a few times.
Oh, it's so uncomfortable.
Believe me, I only do it when there's no other option.
Yeah.
The worst is, I'll tell you, the worst planes to shit on are regional jets.
The tiny ones?
Yeah, I did Salt Lake to Denver. It's an hour flight. Mm. So it's like, I can hold this an hour, right? And then you get the realization, no, you can't. It's one of those doors that barely shuts. And like you pull your leg.
The accordion door. Oh, it's the worst.
And then
those are locked.
Your knee hits the door. You're like, fuck, I can barely fit in this thing.
Yeah.
All right, more Top Dog.
He's so good.
Is that you like, Nick Sherman?
Well, I like the double ply Sherman.
Yeah.
You know, because your fingers don't go through it like they can with the single ply.
Yeah.
You know, so this way.
Yeah, your finger doesn't go through the paper you're talking about, right?
On the double ply, no. It's you know, so you don't have to worry about it. This way, if you forget you wash your hands, you really don't have to worry about it.
If you don't,
but with the single ply, you really kind of have to wash your hands.
That's such a time waster, right?
He's really opposed to washing his hands.
Do you hate washing your hands after you take a shit?
Well, I wash my hands if other people are in the restroom because I want them to think I'm, you know, civilized.
Yeah.
But a lot of times I don't. You know, if I'm in a hurry, I don't. But I did today, I think. But not every time.
What happened today when you said you went, or was it today or yesterday you went to Mass?
It was yesterday. I don't know what, if I ate something, but I was, I was really gassy yesterday. Gosh.
Right.
But
what happened? Tell me the story.
Well, you know, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden I feel that urge, so I head down the hall. Mm-hmm. Go in there, you know, drop my jars and waiting for something. And all of a sudden,
I thought you said that the door was locked. You had to go use another one.
That was 2 days ago.
Okay, this is my favorite part, is that he's got so many shit stories that he had told me one, and then he's actually telling me another one, and I have to actually put him back on track. And
blending together.
Yeah, I'm like, I thought you said, he goes, oh, that was 2 days ago. Never. This is a different story.
Look at you, shit detective.
Yeah.
Getting your facts straight.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was terrible. So I'm downstairs, and I'm running behind schedule in the morning. And so all of a sudden, as I'm getting out of the car, I feel the urge, I got to take a dump. So I'm at my office, but I'm outside my office in the parking lot. I got to go. So I make a beeline for the downstairs bathroom. And it's a one staller, you know, handicapped, of course, stall. And somebody's in there.
Wait,
so then
right
I have
when you, when,
right when I,
moment,
I oh,
wait,
moment,
wait, 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 wait,
I, he's,
do you panic?
Well, I'm sitting there squeezing my cheeks, okay? And I turn around and have to take the elevator. I can't walk up the stairs to the second floor because I'm afraid it might blast out. So I have to, I'm getting in the, waiting for the elevator.
Isn't this amazing?
That's
that it's like your story of today.
Yes, it's like Top Dog and I are
you
soulmates.
And the thing is, you didn't hear this.
No.
The listeners don't know.
No.
She had never heard this.
This is my first time hearing this audio.
Yeah.
I had no idea
no
that
idea
Top Dog.
No idea the content or anything.
We're leading parallel lives right now.
Absolutely. See, the thing is, when the people that complain about Brown, let me tell you something. Brown is universal.
It is. Everybody browns.
Everybody browns.
Yeah, I can't believe Top Dog has to clench his cheek. Do you think you fit? Because I pictured him physically using his hands
to
mash his cheeks shut.
I've seen him. He waddles. He waddles like a penguin. He's like, oh, I gotta go. Move. Yeah.
That's what I do, too.
Oh, man. Oh, okay.
It might blast out, so I have to. I'm getting in the, waiting for the elevator, squeezing my cheeks.
Right.
And then the elevator comes. I open up go to the upstairs bathroom, which is a two staller.
Okay.
And I am squeezing as hard as I can. But then you got to turn around, undo your belt, and then you got when you wear suit pants, you got that other button in there, and I could feel it start to come out.
Really, it was coming out.
Yeah. And so I got those pants down, sat on there, it just bombs away. Okay.
Oh my God.
And then I get, you know, I get out my toilet paper. You know how you take the first wipe just to see how much is there, how
yeah,
many.
Yeah, totally.
And I said,
yeah.
Oh God, this is going to be like a whole roll of toilet paper.
So it was a mess.
Oh, the mess. So I'm sitting there. I'm just not. I mean, I'm on my fourth wipe, and I still got a long way to go. So then I stood up and I went out. I went out to the you know, in the bathroom there, and of course I got my underwear down around my ankles, and I grab a couple.
You walk to the sink like that?
Yeah. You know.
Do you understand what he did?
Oh my God!
Do you know what he did in a public restroom?
Yeah.
He went from the stall.
Yeah.
With his pants and his underwear down by his ankles, walked out to the sink to wet some paper.
Yeah.
So anybody could have walked in. It was a two-stall bathroom and seen my dad dicking balls out, underwear around his ankles, just being like, I'm just wetting some paper. I got a wipe. Got a real messy one here.
But for some reason, if you walked in on Top Dog doing that,
yeah,
you'd be like, all right, man.
No, you'd get it. Yeah.
It wouldn't even phase me. I'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. He's like, real messy in here. Yeah. Totally.
Because I needed to, I hadn't finished cleaning. So I got a couple of those towels, you know, those paper towels, and I wetted them up. And then I cleaned off. And then, of course, you want to make sure I had black underwear on.
This is crazy.
You don't know if whether you got any.
This is so crazy. I'm just preparing you if you're, like, of, you know, an uneasy stomach, if you can't handle extremes, real shit. Real talk.
Real brown talk.
You might want to tune out with what he's about to say.
You know, stuff on your underwear.
Yeah.
So I kind of bent over and sniffed my underwear, and it was clean, so it was good to go.
Okay. You really sniffed your underwear?
Sure, because I wanted to make sure if I got any. I couldn't tell because it was black underwear on.
Oh, my God.
Usually if it's white underwear, you can see whether you got something on it.
Oh.
How often do you do that? How
what?
Do you store your underwear?
Well, it depends. You know.
Yeah.
I mean, sometimes I forget which where. Because, you know, a lot of my underwear I just kind of throw on the floor of the house.
Yeah.
So, you know. Sometimes, I don't really do that very much. I really don't do that very much because I had with black underwear, you can tell with white underwear whether you got any, you know, sunset in the pants, so to speak.
You see that brown.
But you can't. This is the trouble with black underwear.
Yeah.
That is.
So, you know,
this was a big load that you let off, though, it sounds like, huh?
Oh, yeah, it was. It was. It was breakfast.
Now, what would have happened, let's say, you had gone to the second bathroom and the door was locked? What would have happened then?
It could have been ugly.
You would have seen your pants?
Ooh.
I don't think I could have held it. I think it would have been, yeah. It actually happened in the Orlando airport once.
You see your pants?
A little bit, yeah.
That actually happened in the Orlando airport.
He said it like a war story. Yeah. I love it.
Like in Hanoi.
He was like, yeah, that actually has happened one time before.
At the Orlando airport.
And I go, you see your pants? He goes, a little bit, yeah.
Does your mom do his laundry?
Yeah.
Dude, she has to see the
sweater. She sees a lot of brown and yellow, for sure.
Oh. Dude, that's so fucked up.
Yeah.
No wonder she probably buys him the black ones, because she's like, I cannot look at your white.
Hey, your brown, yellow.
Yeah.
I think it would have been, yeah. It actually happened in the Orlando airport once.
You see your pants?
A little bit, yeah. And then I had to get on the airplane.
Oh.
You know, and I had this little...
Where did you see your pants? Like,
well, in the Orlando airport. And so what I had to do... Well, I mean, I was, you know, just had to go, and I couldn't get there in time. So a little bit. So what I had to do in the stall, this is true. I mean, I had to take my underwear off to clean up, and I had to put, the, you know, I had to fly with no underwear.
Oh, my God.
That's not
and so, oh, I did. I had a little bit of a stain in my khaki slacks, but I had no other, you know, I checked my luggage. So, you know, I was thinking the poor person that sat in my seat after I sat in it. You know, had no idea what they were in for.
Oh, God.
Oh, I'm about to throw up.
Man. Yeah, I actually was like, hey, where's this Orlando airport story coming? I didn't realize it was at the tail end of that.
Right.
But yeah, that's quite the story, Dad. That's the famous, you know, because now I remember he was telling the story about all shitting at the office, and then it prompted the Orlando story from him, which leads us into the next episode, actually. Episode 46. I've heard this story many times. If you talk about shitting with my dad, it's absolutely one of his favorite topics. And if you are talking to a shit expert like that and you happen to ask, hey, do you know the biggest shit you ever took with my father? The answer is immediate. Miami. And it was on a family vacation. I remember that specifically, and he must have told it on this call. So it's this one's is quicker. We can jump into it and see what the details of the biggest shit he ever took.
In my seat after I sat in it, you know, had no idea what they were in for.
He was telling.
What is this now?
He was talking about when he
the Orlando airport.
Yeah, he shit himself at there, and then he didn't have any underwear, and it still was on his pants.
No, God. Yeah, you got some really smelly dumps too, man.
Oh, but the all-time record.
See, this is the rise.
The Orlando airport.
I was just, you know, making the observation that he really does have some smelly dumps. He goes into the fact. He just launches into a memory. Okay, I'll just let it play.
Oh, but the all-time record, 1986, Miami, Florida. You were just a little kid then. We were down there.
You remember this shit?
Oh, yes, my all-time biggest one.
He remembers it like a...
1984?
1986. We took the whole family. You were just a little kid, 3 years old.
Okay, by the way, 1986, yeah. 3 years old, he said I was. I was born in 79. Just giving you.
He's thinking of somebody heads else.
Heads up. I was seven.
Can I tell you?
Yeah.
Before we go any further.
Yeah.
Your father has told me this story probably five times already.
Has he really?
Oh, I know. I know it. He tells me this every time I see him in Florida.
Don't.
No, I'm not going to give it away. It's fantastic.
What in the fuck? He's told you this five times?
Dude, the first time I met him, he told me the story.
He's the best.
I know.
How awesome.
That's
is
why
that?
We're married.
God.
We took the whole family. You were just a little kid, 3 years old.
Seven.
We're driving. We rented a car. We were down in Bell Harbor. We were staying there, Miami Beach. And we were, I don't know, and I had to go. And I still, to this day, remember that.
Remember that shit?
Oh, my God.
What did you eat, you think, that triggered?
Well, I think it was the fact that we were flying, driving, you know, doing all the family meals on the road kind of stuff, sitting in the car, you know, so it kind of just built up in there. And then it just, when it was time, it was time.
Travel days do that to me.
Travel does that. You know, I mean, I'm as regular as clockwork. I mean,
when it was time, it was time. That's,
you know,
it's an elegant way of putting that.
It is. He recollected the story like it was a Vietnam
fondly,
tale.
Very much so. Yeah.
Me and the guys were in Hanoi.
Yeah.
Travel does that. You know, I mean, I'm as regular as clockwork. I mean, you know, I'm like an atomic clock in the morning. I know exactly 8:15.
What time usually shit in the morning?
8:15. Oh, yeah, 8:15.
That's it. You seem pretty sure about that.
But it is. It's within, really, seriously, it's within a minute or two every morning. You can set your watch by the time I go. You really could.
So yeah. If I call you at 8:15 tomorrow, can we have a phone call while you're shitting?
Well, yeah, we could do that. I could give you a blow-by-blow, wipe-by-wipe description.
Okay. All right, Dad. I got to get ready, man. I love you.
I love you, buddy. Bye.
Bye. Oh, he's okay, so bye. Sweet.
There you go. There he is, top dog. Yeah, pretty good.
Your sex life is important, but your schedule is busy. You don't have the time to go to a doctor's office to get treated for your erectile dysfunction. Through Hims, now you can get treated for ED without stepping foot outside your door. Hims is changing men's health care by providing access to affordable sexual health treatments from the comfort of your couch. Hims provides access to doctor-trusted ED treatment, options such as chewable hard mints, brand-name treatments like Viagra, or generic alternatives for up to 95% cheaper. The process is simple and 100% online. No uncomfortable doctor's visits. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/YMH. That's hims.com/YMH for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/YMH. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. Order your alcohol with DoorDash today and drink in the savings. Use code YMH24 to get 25% off, up to $15 value on a $35 minimum subtotal on your next alcohol order for eligible users only. The alcohol selection on DoorDash is top shelf. With thousands of stores all over the country, you're sure to find what you're looking for and more. Beer, wine, mixers, mocktails, and more can be delivered straight to your door. Save up to 25% off, up to $15 value when you spend $35 or more with code YMH24. So whether you're grabbing drinks for an event or staying in for the night, DoorDash is here to help you have a great evening any evening. Terms apply. Must be 21 or older to order alcohol. Drink responsibly. Delivery and promotions available only in select markets.
So yeah, those are two of his all-time classic stories, the Orlando Airport and the Miami record-setting shit that he knows happened in 1986 and he often fondly recalls. Was your dad like that by chance? Did your dad tell shit stories?
He didn't really tell us stories of memorable shits.
No.
But it was like kind of, he did have an open door policy when he shot.
He did?
Mm-hmm. Like, if you ever needed something from him, like, it would be like, hey, where's dad? He's like, oh, he's in the bathroom. Go get what you need from him. Because he would take, like, hour-long shits.
Hour-long?
It was just, like, that was just a part of his day.
So it would he would be in there a while.
Yeah, he'd be in there for a minute. And then, like, if you need it, like, everyone was just used to his shit smell. And it was bad.
Ugh.
Yeah.
I think that...
You'd always have a newspaper that was strategically placed.
And, like, if you read, reading, like, read, you know? Yeah. The whole fucking thing he's reading, though.
Yeah, and, like, he would try and, like, hide his cock and balls from his kids, but, I mean, I think we all kind of could draw from memory at this point.
I wonder if that's just, like, a dad being, like, this is the only escape I have left kind of thing. You know what I mean? For your dad to be like, I'm going to be in here an hour.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you know, he was a father of four kids. So
yeah.
I feel like
that's what I'm saying, though.
That's definitely
like,
what it was.
So then you guys would like knock on the door, like, hey, dad, are you going to take us to whatever? He's like, when I'm done.
Right. And like, this was even before cell phones. So he just had a newspaper to entertain, which I can't even fathom at this point.
But I mean, that just shows you
how important that time was for him.
That's what I'm saying. He's just doing it to like have a space.
Do you find yourself doing that too now that you have two kids?
I mean, I definitely look at the time that I have to go as permission to escape. Yeah. And like they're at the age, you know, sometimes they'll just pound on the door or open the door and they're like, hey, and you're like, what, dude? What? You know? And they're so young.
Ooh, you let them in?
Well, I mean, sometimes the incessant knocking, you're like, what do you want?
Do you ever see the smell knock them back a little bit?
Never. Never. Mm. Doesn't really register, I think.
Yeah, maybe they're not afraid of that smell yet. Maybe that smell just means dad to them now.
Yeah. They're young, though. A couple more years, they're going to be like, ugh, you know. But yeah, they're pretty young. We're jumping ahead here. Episode 225. This is a conversation I've had with my dad many times, and the fact that I got him to share it with an audience is pretty spectacular. It's about the fact that he's always very in tune with what his farts smell like. And the reason is because he knows that they inform him about what's going to happen next. And he must have shared it on this call. That's what it says in the description. So from episode 225, let's go right ahead. Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy. How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Pretty good. Pretty good. Jesus.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, just had my new favorite lunch now is this seafood Cobb salad.
Okay.
It's got shrimp and crab meat, spinach.
Spinach.
He's like breathing so hard into the phone. Like it's such a, this is such a noisy call. I'm already irritated. Go ahead.
But I like the non-organic kind, okay?
Non-organic spinach?
Not, yeah, yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Because the pesticides and chemicals help kill the bacteria that could normally come from.
You realize this is his form of rebellion, right?
Yeah, he's sticking it to the man.
Yeah, yeah. He loves that, like, people want organic, so he goes, I don't want organic.
Yeah. Yeah. Keeping it old school. I like it.
Oh, boy.
Organic, so I feel like it's safer to eat stuff that's been treated with pesticides than it is not the E. coli. Oh. Now, those chemicals kill a lot of the bacteria, so.
That's nice.
I go down the, you know, I've kind of built up an immunity for pesticides anyway, so I feel safer with chemicals.
Yeah, that's great, Dad. It's good. That's really good.
Yeah, and yeah. Save money, too, because, you know, all that organic shit costs, yeah, it's expensive. And now when your sister comes home, of course, you have, you know, everything's organic in the house but the grass, okay?
Right.
You know, because she's into all that modern, you know,
Jesus.
Stuff. But
a lot of heavy breathing going on. Like, it's been like 10 years since I've heard. It's the breathing. The fucking breathing is making me insane. I don't know if I can get through this call.
We haven't even gotten to any of the face button mashings yet. Remember that?
Yes. But the breathing used to really irritate me. So my dad, I used to call him at his office, you know, when he was working. And every time I'd be like, you know, like, hey, Dad. He'd go, yeah. And I go, hey, like, after I go, do you mind not breathing into the phone? He goes, it's how I breathe. And I go, but you know that you're breathing into the mouthpiece. Like, you hear it. If you're talking on a phone, like a you know, an office phone, and you breathe into the mouthpiece, you hear the air. He's like, it's just how I breathe. Like, God damn it, dude. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
Let me say it? A lot of heavy breathing going on.
What is wrong
with that? Then he kind of laughs at it here. So you told me last week that you farted on the way to work, and then you knew what kind of shit you were going to take.
I did. You know, if you get to know your farts over, you know, I mean, if you think about how many shits I've taken in my life, we're talking, you know, well over 100,000, okay? So you get to know.
Yeah. Well over 100,000? I don't know about that.
Well, let's see here. You take, let me see how many days I've been alive here. Let me work this out. That's a good point. Okay. Yeah. So you figure 365 times 67. I've been alive 24,455 days.
Yeah.
And okay. I probably, you know, counting a child of four shits a day, probably that's 97,000. So I'm probably coming up on my, you know, the next year or two, my 100,000 shit. Okay.
Okay. I never thought about that. That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
Really excited about it.
Something to look forward to. Another milestone.
Okay.
Okay. So, but I can tell. I can tell by the odor whether it's going to be a, you know, a brick, mm-hmm. or it's going to be a sloppy Joe. I can tell.
Wow.
Hmm. Yeah. And then, how was it when you the other day when you said you farted in the car on the way to work?
It was a six. I knew it was going to be a six.
You knew it was.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, yeah.
How did you know?
I just know the smell, and I know each level has its own unique, you know, there's kind of the higher you go up in the nerve, there's kind of a rancid smell when they're more solid.
I'm going to throw up. God. I can't believe your mom lays this guy for 40 years. So intense.
Of a more benign, less stinky smell.
It's at work, too.
Wanda doesn't smell much at all. It's probably going to be a one or a two, sometimes a three, okay?
Okay.
But when you get some ugly smells that you're up there in the, you know, six, seven, and eight range.
There's no eight. You've created eight.
I mean, six, five, six, and seven range, okay? Yeah.
Okay.
So, I'm just, it's like some people can, you look at artists that draw and you see how you do that and they just do, they have a kind of an art. I'm the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can do it.
So the other thing is, you called me and you said you had, you're like, you know, I've been thinking about, and I had no idea what you were going to say. And you said, I was thinking that morning shits don't smell as bad as shits during the day.
Oh, they don't. They don't. They absolutely do not.
But
that's.
So your theory is that the morning shit is the least odorous of the shits that you could take during the day.
Absolutely. Positively. Yes.
But my whole thing is that, like, you could have some real fire before you go to bed, you know, eat something pretty intense. That just cooks in you all night. And then you could take a really stinky shit in the morning. Right? Am I right about that? Am I wrong?
I agree. I beg to differ with your father on this topic, and it's very controversial, but I have a feeling my morning dumps are the smelliest of the day. I because they've been festering inside of you all night.
That's my the logic.
Yeah.
Of it, I think.
No, I agree with you on this one, Tommy.
Well, I generally don't eat something with fire before I go to bed.
Well, I don't mean fire as in spice. I just mean that, like,
yeah,
something.
Yeah, but I think it takes longer time. Remember, what you had at dinner time, it takes a while. It depends on how fast your digestive process is. But, you know, for the most part, there's stuff that's, you know, in the assembly line before, you know, if I have something late at night, there's a lot of stuff that are coming to the end of the train station. See what I mean? So. I still...
Metaphor today.
See what I mean?
Metaphor,
when I talked
Rich.
About how you sitting there and the first words out of your mouth is, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean? No, the hell we don't. You ain't saying anything yet.
I don't know what you're saying, and I don't know
and
what
I
you
don't
mean.
I don't know what you mean. More fart talk, top dog.
I still think that that probably wouldn't apply to me.
Okay, so you're saying for you, mornings are not as bad.
Oh, mornings are fairly benign, yeah. Yeah, if I'm going to go, you know, I'll have one, you know, sometimes the early afternoon ones or sometimes the early evening ones, too, can be, for some reason, that's a period sometimes when I can, you know, the time that I farted in the movie theater and the whole row behind me moved. I told you about that.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm serious. They just got up and left. Okay, it was.
Dad.
He's so proud.
I've left the movies with you before.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
You have.
Yeah.
I remember that.
Yeah, because.
Yeah, you looked at me. Yeah. But you came back. You did come back after, you know.
Yeah.
You came back.
I came back. I did come back. But
I drove that night, so you came back.
I've left hotel rooms that you were in before.
Yes, yes. I've seen you go down to downstairs to, you know, whatever, just kind of get some air outside. Yeah, but if you're in a good hotel that's got a good ventilation system, that stuff clears out pretty fast.
Not true. Not with him.
No way. Not with dad shits.
No, dad farts and dad shits are a
Dude,
whole other level.
Dads are full of bad smells. There's dad mouth. All dad mounts are disgusting.
Horrific.
Dad farts linger. Dad shits. Dude, my dad takes those morning dumps. The whole fucking house smells like his shit.
Yeah.
It doesn't go away.
Kolbas and beer.
Beer, yeah. Kolbas sausage, rantotush. I mean.
Oof, that's a rancid shit.
Yeah, of course.
You can smell it. It probably wakes you up. You're
Dude,
in bed like, what is that?
It would drift when I was in high school from under the bathroom. I would smell it into my bedroom. The waft, the smell. Of course, dude. Dads are the grossest human beings.
Oh, all right. Something to keep in mind.
Yep. Yeah.
Yep. Yep. Yep.
I'm all excited about planning our trip to Canada next summer.
This is a big thing he's been on. We're going to do. He wants to go on a fishing trip.
Oh, yeah. Where are you guys going to go?
I don't know. Somewhere in Canada. Yeah, that'll be fun. We'll have a good time.
Yeah. Go up there and that's way up there. But I figure if I don't do it now, we'll never do it.
That's true. So we'll definitely do that. We'll definitely do
and
that.
And it's something that, you know, you know, we'll see some bears.
Well, two of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And Canada is a pretty country.
Yeah, it's beautiful. I love going up
really
there.
It really is. It's amazing how attractive and diverse Canada is in the east and the west.
Hopefully, when we're up in Canada, we'll see some road beef, too. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That'll be great, buddy.
Some Canadian pussy.
Yeah. You know, I haven't... you don't see a lot of blondes in Canada, though, do you?
Yeah, you do. I mean...
You really?
I mean, they have the full variety. Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, the gentleman prefers blondes, I see.
I don't know. I guess so. Hmm. I guess so. Yep. Like father, like son.
Not too many in Vietnam. He was must have been a dry...
Nah, it's not a fun time.
Dry time for him.
No blondes over there. Shit, buddy.
By the way, this reminds me... So many people think it's, I'm saying road beef all the time. It's road beef. B-E-A-V-E, beaver. Road right. beef.
And
not road beef.
The funniest thing about the call and you saying road beef is I could have sworn Top Dog heard that and it didn't register, but he just tried to play it off.
Right.
And then later on, circles back, he's like, oh, yeah, I'd love to see some Canadian blonde. So it's like, oh, he read you 100%.
Oh, my God. Unbelievable. That guy really likes talking about shit, if you haven't. I mean, it has since infected me, you know, like I talk about it. But I think you can, like, if you were going to do a study on me and you're like, what's the origin? Why is he like this? It's like, look how he was raised, you know? I'm just lucky that he wasn't like an abusive asshole. He's just wanted to talk about taking a dump all the time. All right. So now we're jumping a little further ahead into some video era stuff. I don't know. 339. This is the episode we're going to jump into. I'm guessing I'm probably 50 pounds heavier. This episode had a call with my dad where he talks about having a squirter and it gets on the bedspread, because I as I recall, he was just like, I got some shit on the sheets on the bedspread, and I was like, what? And then I want to say he's like, ah, you can just flip the cover over and then you don't have to worry about it. Like, you don't want to get out of bed and like clean everything. He's like, huh, all right. So here it is from episode 339, Top Dog and his shit the sheets.
Hello.
Hey, Dad.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good. I'm good.
Hey, so I didn't really get a chance to talk to you, but Saturday morning, I was sitting in our kitchen and we were having a little breakfast. And actually, Christina went to use the bathroom. And while I was in the kitchen, I went to fart and it was just all water that came out of me.
Oh, shit. That happened to me that night in bed.
In bed?
Yeah, didn't I tell you?
No.
Oh, I had a squirter in bed and got on the bedspread.
Wait.
And I had to. Oh yeah, you know.
Hey, wait a minute. Were you in bed, like ready to go to sleep?
No, I was just laying there watching an afternoon TV show. You know.
What were you wearing?
And I was kind of in a. Well, I had my boxers, but I was kind of a weird position, so my boxers were. You know, and
we're kind of open.
Yeah, you know.
Yeah.
And it kind of some got on my underwear, but some squirted. And,
wait!
Oh my God! It's like a spray.
So did you?
So I had five or six spots on the bedspread, so I had to take the bedspread off and put it in the washing machine.
Wait, now, how come you didn't think it's just a little bit of shit? Because one time you sharted
just a miscalculation on my part.
Now, wait, so you thought you were farting? You thought it'd just be a fart?
Oh, I thought I was farting for sure.
Did you push kind of aggressively?
No. That's what got me. It didn't. It just kind of, you know, I mean, I knew it was, you know, you kind of gave it that little last-minute nudge, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And how much was it? Because it sounds like a lot.
Well, there's a lot more. I didn't realize that it would seem like a little fart had a lot more there, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, it's spotty, you know. It wasn't tons, but it was spotty. Yeah. Enough that I had to change my underwear and change the whole bedspread.
Yeah, so you had to go wash that bedspread.
The whole thing.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you tell Charles?
Yeah, did you tell Charles what happened?
I didn't until the next day, and then she wanted to know what the bedspread was doing in the washing machine. I said, told her what happened. She said, well, did you clean the spots before you put it in? I said, no. I just put it in there. Oh, it'll get all over everything. No. That's what the rinse cycle is for.
So wait, how did you tell her what happened? Like, what's the way you tell her that?
Oh, by the way, I had a little bit of a thought I was farting, and it kind of came blasting out, so I got it on the bedspread, and I had to wash the bedspread.
What did she think about that?
Well, you know, she doesn't really like to engage in these kind of conversations.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, I mean, so.
Didn't you tell me
that
you had one the other day? You said that, like, it really curled up into the toilet or something?
Well, I had the what looked like a snake the other day. Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, it looked like a rattler with no rattler, you know?
Yeah.
Just kind of coiled up inside. I had one of those. But let me tell you what happened today. I came back to the office, had parked, you know, under a tree, had a fart, and then, you know, got out of the car, shut the door, engine was off. When I came back an hour and a half later, the smell was still in the car. I couldn't believe it.
Wow, that is really something.
You think about it, there's no, you know, nothing, no air can get in the car. So
you
kind of sit there.
You trapped it.
Yeah, I was trapped, you know, kind of settled in a little bit. You know, it's like somebody smokes a cigarette in the car.
Yeah.
Shuts the door, you can tell they were smoking. Okay?
I think you have more intense farts than most people, though.
Oh, I do.
Yeah.
I do. And I've modified my diet lately. You know, I'm on this eating fish every day, kick shrimp and orange roughy, trying to lose some weight. And so I'm off the red meat.
Yeah.
And, of course, that immediately changed the texture and the smell of my fart. Everything changed.
Yeah, I'm kind of surprised, honestly, that you washed the sheet, only because you told me real clearly one time that, you know, when you sharted a little bit in your pants, I said, don't you want to put those down? You said, your quote was, it's just a little bit of shit.
Well, your mother has to sleep on the bed, Fred.
Oh, okay.
There was a spot there.
So you wouldn't?
I mean, I couldn't.
If you were alone, you wouldn't have washed it?
I just would have folded the bedspread over and covered it up, okay? This way, nobody could tell, okay?
Yeah, because you have also, you have like the, if you're going to work out, you have kind of that underwear policy where even if it has a little brown streak, you can put them inside out, right?
Yeah, well, I do that. Yeah, sure.
But don't you think that's kind of gross?
Well, no, because I'm an environmentalist. I'm trying to save on water, you know?
Because I saw a chocolate stain on one, and you just put them inside out.
Oh, God.
That's true. I've done that before.
Yeah.
Because I'm too lazy to just get it. Besides, you know, when you go to the gym, it's going to get dirty and everything, so you might as well just go all the way.
Do you know what level of barbarian you are for doing that? Like, that is really, really horrendous.
Does Charo know that?
No. Does Charo know you do that?
No. There's certain things. You know this business where you need to tell your wife, you know, we're in love, we're going to share everything with each other?
Yeah.
Some things guys just don't want to share with women, and it's not about other women, let me tell you.
Yeah, I mean, I got to say, though, nothing excites me more than the possibility of Mom hearing that story just to see her level of disgust would be hilarious. It would be amazing. Really amazing.
No, she'll say that. She actually said one time, I don't know where I met you.
That's hilarious, man. Do you remember your movie theater fart?
Oh, it was one of my proudest moments.
Was that, you think, a meat-related fart?
You know, I think it was just eating a lot of stuff. Probably, I think it was a holiday fart because,
those are real.
A lot of holiday food. And the people were, it's in the AMC theater. People sitting right behind me, let one go. I mean, they picked up and moved five seats over.
Yeah.
No kidding. Not exaggerating with this one. Yeah. Not exaggerating. Kind of gave it that, you know, little another notch in my belt look. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It was really something. Well, look, that I'll give you a call a little bit later. Okay.
Okay, buddy. You take care.
All right. Bye.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, there you go. Sometimes you shit the sheets. What are you going to do? And by the way, we're skipping multiple episodes as we do this. There's just too many of my dad, and they're almost all about shitting. This has my other favorite lane of my dad, which is him laughing at like street jokes. And we discovered this, that he really, really, I mean, I remember this as a kid, and then I think as an adult to process it was ridiculous, but the way he laughs at blonde jokes and Polish, and he thinks like those old school jokes are just the best. One time I went to lunch with him and an old friend, like, so my dad's now 72, 73. This would have been when he was like, let's say, I don't know, 67. And this guy was like 85. And we sit down for lunch and the guy starts telling me these like joke book jokes. He's like 85 years old. So I'm doing like polite laughter and stuff. And he's like, let's hear some of yours. And I go, what do you mean? He's like, let's hear your jokes like that. And I go, oh no, I don't have like, you know, how many Polacks does it take? And he was like, what do you do? He was like, your dad said you're a comedian. I was like, well, yeah, but do you think that comedians do that? And he's like, yeah. I was like, oh, he literally was like, I don't understand what you do though. But that my dad just loves the blonde jokes, dumb blonde jokes. Oh man. And if you see him and you bring it up, he'll tell you the same three over and over and over. And so this call, we get some jokes, and also we get a little war talk. A little top dog war talk, which is his other favorite lane. Let's get into it. Episode 358.
Hello?
Charo.
Yes.
Hi, it's your son.
This is the funny thing. Your father was going to answer. I said, Tom, I want to block that call, so let me answer. I used the salesman, and because I saw 2-1-2-1, I said, hello, Charo. Tommy, I almost blocked you.
Oh, thank you. I'm glad you didn't.
Tommy was Tommy, so.
Hey, can you turn down that TV for a second?
Daddy, can you turn down your TV?
Hey, I need to ask Dad something real quick. Can you pass him the phone? Do you mind?
Okay, hold on.
Okay, thanks.
It's so loud. Why is it so loud?
Hey, buddy.
Hey, what's up, Dad?
Oh, just sitting there watching the Olympics.
Yeah, good time? Having fun?
Oh, yeah. It's amazing how great the Americans are doing and how poorly the Chinese are doing relative to
population. Yeah.
Well, but yeah, they did pretty. The Chinese did really well when they had the Olympics there. But you know, I haven't seen
they're
much.
Cheaters, is what you're saying, right?
Well, you know, I think the cheaters really turned out to be the Russians. You know, they banned 100-some-odd Russians.
Yeah.
The entire weightlifting team, and all but I think one or two track and field people.
Wow, huh. That's pretty significant. Hey, how many people you think you killed overall?
Well, you know, I'm not really sure. I mean, that was not really sure.
Do you have a guess, like a rough guesstimate?
Oh, probably three.
Really?
What?
Really?
Maybe. That's maybe.
Why not more?
Maybe. Well, officers do most of the, you know, you do, you basically can control the artillery and stuff, and so sometimes, you know, and your troops do most of the shooting.
But when you've talked about, you said it's like a euphoric feeling, like the best thing is killing the enemy. You experienced that firsthand.
Well, you know, I don't like to, you know, that's not something that I really would ever want to talk about publicly.
Okay. Well, let me ask you this. You like jokes, right?
I love jokes.
Okay. So I wanted to read some jokes to you and talk, and you tell me what you think of these jokes.
Okay.
How can you tell when a blonde sends you a fax?
I love blonde jokes, by the way. I don't know.
It has a stamp on it.
I love it. I love those jokes. Oh, my God, I love blonde jokes.
Okay, how can you tell if a blonde has been using your computer?
I don't know.
There's whiteout all over the monitor.
Oh, my God. I got one for you, too.
Okay, go ahead. Go ahead.
Okay, this blonde is sitting at a bar in Chicago watching the, you know, they have one of these bars where they had the TV behind the bar. And there's some guy up on the ledge getting ready to jump. So this guy sits down next to her. And he says to her, you know, this is the 6 o'clock news. And he says, I bet you he jumps. And the blonde says, I bet you a drink he doesn't. And all of a sudden, the guy jumps. And so the blonde says, I guess I owe you $20. And he said, no, I really can't take the money because I saw it on the 5 o'clock news. And the blonde says, so did I, but I thought he might change his mind. I think that's hilarious.
Oh, my God.
I think that's so funny. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
Seriously.
Yeah, that's funny. How do you drown a blonde?
You know, have her stand in the shower for a long time.
No.
I don't know. I'm just guessing. I don't know.
Okay. You just go how. You put a scratch and sniff sticker at the bottom of the pool.
That's funny. That's funny. Okay. Oh, my God.
What did the blonde say when she saw the sign in front of the YMCA?
I don't know.
Look, they spelled Macy's wrong.
That's funny.
Yeah.
I got one more blonde joke for it.
Oh, yeah. Please, keep it coming.
Okay, so this blonde, she was going to go from New York to Europe, to London.
Yeah.
So she just climbed on board, and she sat in first class without a first class ticket. And the steward says, I'm sorry, miss, but you're not allowed. You have to go back in coach. She says, I'm blonde, I'm beautiful, and I'm going to London in first class. Well, the steward has never had anybody talk to her like that, so she went to get the co-pilot. The co-pilot came out and said, miss, you got to go to the back of the coach with everybody else. You don't have first class ticket. She goes, I'm blonde, I'm beautiful, and very busty, as you can see. I'm going to London in first class. Well, the co-pilot, he didn't know what to do. So he goes up and tells the captain. The captain says, don't worry, I speak blonde. The captain goes back, whispers something into her ear. She pops up and runs back in the coach. And The other said, what did you say to her? I told her that only coach is going to London. I think that's hilarious.
Yeah, that's good.
Thumb broad. Can you imagine? So stupid. Figure out. Thinks the airplane kind of divides itself here. I mean, how dumb can you get?
Yeah.
It's really funny. Actually, I love that joke.
Yeah, that's a good
sometimes
joke.
Sometimes I just tell jokes to myself to make myself laugh.
Oh, my God. Really?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Seriously?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Man, that's a lot of. I can see a broad doing that, though, you know?
I could. Yeah. Yeah, the other kind of jokes I like Polish jokes.
Yeah. Oh,
who doesn't?
Yeah, sure.
I, these two Polacks are driving down from Cincinnati to Miami on I-75. They saw a sign that says clean restrooms ahead.
Yeah.
So the time they got to Miami, they cleaned 150.
It's funny, actually.
That's good.
Never heard
that's
that
good.
Yeah.
Hey,
you know what the world's shortest book is?
What?
Polish War Heroes.
Oh, yeah. I've heard that one.
Yep.
The Hungarians used to go with the Russians.
Why do blondes wear panties?
I have no idea.
To keep their ankles warm.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oof.
Yeah, I love this. I love my jokes.
Hey, where do you look for blondes' obituaries?
In the sports page.
No, under home improvements.
Oh, that's good. That's really funny. God.
Oof. Oof. That's pretty good, man. Yeah.
You know, you don't do many one-liners like this, but this is some good stuff here, buddy. I love, I'm trying to think of some other blonde jokes. You caught me off guard here, but God, I remember one time I Googled blonde jokes at work.
Yeah.
Yeah, I must went through 20 or 30 of them.
So you think I should do these? Do you think I should start doing these on stage?
No, I think you're much better doing what you do.
Really?
Oh, yeah, because you tell a story, you captivate.
Okay.
You know, the trouble with a short joke is joke's over.
Yeah, you need your next one. Yeah.
Yeah, you know, when you do the stories like you do it,
yeah.
the sense of anticipation, you know, it's like jumping out of an airplane, you know, with no parachute.
Let me tell you some other ones I've been thinking up. How do you sink a Polish battleship? You can just say how. You don't have to actually try to answer that. It's just a joke.
I have no idea.
Yeah. You put it in water.
Let me see how this one goes.
Yeah.
You know what? These two Polacks decided to bury their father at sea.
Yeah.
And they both drowned digging his grave.
That's good. That's good. Why did the Polak cross the road?
Because he wanted to get to the other side.
No. He couldn't get his dick out of the chicken.
Oh! Oh, Jesus. Oh, God. Oh, my gosh.
I'm glad you really enjoyed it. Now I know how to cheer you up if you're ever in a bad mood. Jesus.
Oh, all I have to do... I'm never really in a bad mood much.
No, that's true. That is true.
I just, you know... All I have to do to entertain myself, actually, is think about all your childhood experiences with me.
Oh, Dad, let me tell Bree, I got you one more here. How do you know if you're in front of a Polish firing squad?
I like this joke.
The guns are faced at the sky.
Dad, do you not understand how these jokes work? You're not supposed to actually try to answer them. It's just set up punchline. Okay.
I give up.
Jesus Christ.
I give up.
Okay. Well, this is how you know you're standing in front of a Polish firing squad.
They are standing in a circle.
Yeah.
I heard that one before.
Yeah.
That's a funny one, actually.
Yeah.
That's a funny one. Oh, God. That is funny.
Yeah. Whew. How do you get a Pollock out of a bathtub?
I don't know.
You throw in a bar of soap. Okay.
What do Pollocks use Cheerios for?
Dad, what do Pollocks use Cheerios for?
I don't know.
Donut seeds.
Donut seeds.
Oh, my God. I love it. I'm trying to think if I can think of another.
Oh, I got a good one for you. It's an Olympic theme.
Okay.
What do Pollocks do with all their gold medals?
They don't have any.
No.
What?
Again, like, again, it's just set up a joke.
I don't know.
Okay, they go home and get them bronzed.
That's funny.
That's funny. That's funny.
Yeah.
That's funny.
All right.
Oh, my gosh.
This is one of the best conversations of my life.
I love just laughing, Tommy.
I know, Dad. It's I'm glad you enjoyed it. All right, I'll give you a call here in a little bit, okay? I got to run for a minute.
Okay, buddy. Okay, buddy, love you guys. Bye. Right, bye-bye.
Amazing guy. I love him. I love him. So happy that that makes him so happy. All right, we're going to jump to an episode now, 464, that has a prank call. So this isn't a call with my father, but it's a call that the great Fart Simpson, who has done amazing, we've shown you how amazing this guy, he's so talented. So here's a prank call that Fart Simpson did with Top Dog as the caller. So let's listen to it.
Rich Corners to Gio.
Hey, man, my name's Tug. Do you have a second? I need to ask you a few questions.
What's your question there?
What kind of material you guys use over there for your truck nuts?
I'm not following you.
It says on here urethane and polysulfide. Is that good to put on skin?
You know, I couldn't tell you because I don't do that.
Yep.
You know, I don't know what they're made out of. Let me see if it even tells me in my computer system.
All right.
But those truck nuts, I could, you know, it's hard to say. But let's see here.
I'm here in my own garage trying to make my custom truck nuts. And my daddy's about to pass away. He don't got too much longer to live.
Mm-hmm.
He's always been a big fan of truck nuts.
Yeah.
And I figured the best way to commemorate him and to remember what an awesome man he was to just get a nice casting of his balls.
Right. Well, I'm not sure.
Put you on speakerphone. I got my hands full over here. This is my dad, Top Dog.
Hey, buddy.
It's Top Dog. How you doing?
I'm doing fantastic.
Can I bring up a question here that I have on my mind?
What?
Boobs. G-boobs are really gigantic. If you Google G-boobs, you'll find some big boobs, okay?
If there's anything my daddy likes more than truck nuts, it'd be G-size sloppers.
Those are very rare.
Dad, did you fart?
Does it smell that bad? To me, it smells normal. It
smells terrible.
We all have our own fingerprint in the intestines, okay?
Yep.
Hey, Daddy, remember that time you took a dump on top of that shit pile in the backyard?
Oh, I remember that.
I enjoyed that.
There you go. That's an 18-wheeler joke there.
Me and my Didi have a shit pile going on in the backyard. We've had it going for past a year now.
Yeah, it was gigantic.
Well, that's why they make those manure things that scoop them up.
I could have.
And then you got one of those little, what do you call them, little wagons that they use to haul that shit away.
Oh, Daddy, did you fart again?
I can't help it. Mine's always spontaneous, spur of the moment.
Oh. His balls are hanging through the hammock. They're in a big bowl of plaster.
Well, that's one way of hanging around town.
Oh, it's an interesting spot.
Oh, shit. It says it's polyurethane is what it says.
Daddy, why are you breathing like that?
Just the way I breathe.
There you go.
Hell, if these truck nuts work out, I think I'm going to pursue making one for women
You'd be the first.
Women drive trucks, too. You might as well hit both sides of the market, you know?
Yeah, I don't know how you're going to make those for that, though, but that'd be a good one.
I'm thinking about doing truck cuts for ladies. So now I start making truck labia for my grandma.
Well, that's how you're going to have to make the pussy balls to make that work, man. Well, I got to hit it, buddy.
Thanks for all the help there, bud.
You guys have a good one.
Wow. That was pretty great. That's another Fart Simpson classic, man. My daddy and truck nuts. He's going to make truck hunts for ladies. And I love that he actually used the time like from the call where my dad was like, just the way I breathe. When I was like, stop fucking breathing into the phone. It's just the way I breathe. No, it's not. Why can't you just go like that? Because you know that you're doing it with your nose. So just like move the mouthpiece down. It's just the way I breathe. Okay. All right. Thanks, man. Anyway, he's the best. I love him. This is our special Top Dog pared down episode. This could have gone on and on and on and on. So hopefully the next time we record will be together, right? Or no?
I mean, hopefully. You know, if Christina doesn't break half of her body, I think we should be able.
I'm pulling up the calendar here. There's a good chance, yeah, that we could all come in together.
That'd be pretty great.
Unless something fucked up happens to one of you guys.
At this rate, anything's possible.
What if
man?
You get shot, robbed, beaten, stabbed? I don't know. You know?
Boy, you're really putting it out there, huh?
What if something terrible like that happens?
And then we'll show my murder video at the next live?
I've changed.
What do you mean?
I have changed.
In what sense?
Since my injury, I view tragedies and human suffering in a completely different light.
Please explain that, because I've seen, if anything, you've only doubled down on it.
In what way?
Well, I sent you a real fun video over the weekend.
Yeah.
And then you responded with, so this is what we're doing now? We're sending videos to each other that we know the other one won't like? And I was like, oh my God.
Wait, which one did you send me?
I sent you the video with the two fingers that, like, you think it's like, oh, this guy's on vacation and pretty soon you're going to see he's going to, like, hang out with his wife or whatever. And it just goes straight into the chick's asshole.
Yeah, yeah. And his fingers are everywhere. And then
all over the world.
And then they're in a girl's asshole.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I thought that was really cool. I thought that'd make you laugh.
And it did make me laugh.
Oh, the way it read to me is that it made you mad.
Fuck no.
You were like, fuck you. You know what? Here's a murder video.
No. And I did not send you a murder video.
Right. You threatened to.
I threatened to show you somebody getting very severely hurt. But not a murder video. That's different. And I enjoyed your video. It made me laugh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, I think I'm playing stupid games and I'm going to get a stupid prize real soon.
Not at all.
Seeing someone die.
You've seen the last person ever get hurt on this show with me playing, you know what I mean? Showing someone suffering, and I'm just kidding.
Yeah, I was just like, what's the show going to be then?
No. No, we'll get into, you know, we'll get into more severe injury stuff next week. And I've had some things sent to me that are pretty gruesome that I'll show you first. Tell me if you think it's right for the show.
You know what's really cool, man, is that this culture that you're creating is now bleeding into the rest of the office. My other group chats, I mean, Chris could tell you, we're in a group, like, and he's now sending death videos also. And he's just like, look, this is funny, right? And I'm like, what? It's like, I can't get away from it. It's coming from every angle.
That makes me happy.
That's thought
great.
It would.
That's great. Yeah. But I mean, the finger thing, I love that thing. Send me stuff like that all the time.
Oh, okay. All right, cool. And you won't retaliate with sending death videos?
No, I don't even have death videos, man. I really don't. I don't.
You just said you went through a whole bunch.
They're not death videos.
Oh, okay. Severely injured videos.
Just like somebody's fucking getting run over by a car.
And then getting like flipped five times before he hits the ground. Yeah, I don't like those, dude.
Me neither. I don't like it at all.
Not anymore.
No.
No. Actually, like, how has this changed for you? Like, after seeing your video, like, are you able to, like, detach yourself enough to at least think it's funny?
Well, here's the thing. I've always explained that it might sound weird to people that it's very gray about, like, what I like or laugh at, you know? I never liked or could even tolerate sports injuries on, you know, ESPN or whatever. Like, when I remember, like, being a kid, Tim Crumry in the Super Bowl. I remember Willis McGahee in the national championship game and, like, knee kind of shit, like, crazy. I was not like, haha. I was like, ugh. Like, I couldn't watch that shit at all. Even Dak Prescott earlier this year. Those types of injuries that's not the kind of thing that I laugh at. And then somebody hears that from me, like, well, I saw you laugh at this other thing. I'm like, yeah, but it's a different thing. I mean, they're not the same thing. So, I mean, do I think that, like, my video is hilarious? Not really, but I appreciate that, like, it's gonna make some people laugh for sure.
So you don't think that your video is hilarious, but let's say, for example, if a helicopter started landing in the middle of your video, and then a blade went to your head, you'd be like, now I get it. Now it's funny.
I'd be like, that shouldn't be in the gym, first of all. My video, there is like a laughable element to it for a second. I think, like, if we were, I mean, we don't have it right now, but like, if we were breaking it down, I would tell you what part I find funny. And then I'm just like, ugh, it's kind of gruesome, you know? It's kind of gruesome. So
yeah, half your body bending in the wrong direction.
There's a part of it that I think is particularly gruesome. But again, like, I appreciate that might be someone's favorite thing, you know? They might laugh. I mean, I know it's going to get so many meme treatments and, like, you know, funny videos made from it. Like, it's just going to happen.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, it's I'm not emotional about the injury, if that makes sense. I'm not like, oh my God, you know.
Right, you don't relive it whenever you see it.
No. I mean, to me, it's like, I don't know. I can get very philosophical about it. It's been like a really, I don't know, like, eye-opening experience, you know. Like, and I've appreciated different things since it's happened. In a lot of different ways. Like, you know, I appreciate, like, the fact that it could have been worse. You know, I appreciate my own mobility much more. I got a lot of help from a lot of people, yourself included. Like, so, like, you know, I have a lot of gratitude. You know, it's not like an all-around horrible thing. I mean, on paper, it's a pretty bad thing, and it's fucked up my month and my life a lot, but it's ultimately not a terrible thing, you know.
Oh, so you're like, yeah. One of your takeaways is just like it helped you to learn how to appreciate other things more.
You know what it did?
Uh-oh.
It made me
live life 365.
Live life 365. Yeah, that's what it did. I'm totally in now on live life 365.
Work hard, play hard.
You know what I mean? That's how I feel now. So, yeah, hopefully we're back here having fun as a big fam next week. All right. Thank you guys for watching, for listening. Sorry about the, you know, one hand. See you next week.
Oh, fuck me. I feel so good. Oh, fuck me. I feel so good. I received another poster in the mail today. A Bayonetta poster. Oh, fuck me. I feel so good. I received another poster in the mail today. A Bayonetta poster. You can see Bayonetta's ass. Oh, fuck me. I feel so good. You can see Bayonetta's ass. Oh, fuck me. I feel so good.
Think about 10,
12 Benadryl before you want to have your sexual fun with your partner or whatever you do or masturbate.
You can see Bayonetta's ass.
You'll be so blissfully horny that you will not want to come. Trust me.
Her pussy is yummy. Her tits are fantastic. I certainly wouldn't mind tasting her magnificent ass. You can see Bayonetta's ass. Her pussy is yummy. Her tits are fantastic. I certainly wouldn't mind tasting her magnificent ass.
Give it to me. Come on, Mark. Don't be stingy. I'm going to put this in your mouth and you're going to have to suck it dry. You're going to just suck it dry, Mark. You got that beautiful mouth. You got that. There's going to be enough of you for me and enough of me for you. I know that. Come on, Mark.
Oh, fuck me! I feel so good!
The Cool Guy Club.